This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Orchids, Phalaenopsis orchids specifically, are the most popular indoor houseplant gift. Catching your eye in the produce aisle of the grocery store or in local garden centers, they can often be an impulse buy. The good news is that they are relatively easy care. Light and watering, however, are always an issue with houseplants. The American Orchid Society recommends using a pencil or wooden skewer to determine whether an orchid needs to be watered. Overwatering leads to more orchid death than underwatering. If the stick is dark with moisture, don't water. Are you having trouble with your orchid reblooming? Insufficient light is the most common cause of failure to rebloom. Leaf color indicates if the amount of light is adequate. The lush, rich, dark green of most houseplants is not desirable in orchid leaves. A grassy green color, light or medium green with yellowish tones, means the plant is receiving sufficient light to bloom. I have examples and more information on GardenBite.com. Orchid plants need repotting when the potting mix breaks down, often evidenced by dead roots or the plant is outgrowing the container. In the first case, simply replace the growing medium. In the second case, you may need a larger pot and use fresh growing medium. A good general rule of thumb is to pot for the bottom of the plant, the root system. As for that growing media, a fresh, fast-draining but water-retentive medium is recommended. That could be a bark or a peat-based mix. Go to GardenBite.com for much more. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to SpikesFeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.